Good afternoon, distinguished delegates. It's my great pleasure to come here to present our findings and recommendations on the subprogram 2, which is managed by Division on Investment and Enterprise. Thank you for that introduction, kind introduction. You already mentioned my colleagues on the team, Renard Denelsons and Alison Orcuzzo, are on the podium with you. So next slide, please. Division on Investment and Enterprise is one of the five subprograms, subprogram 2, which is managed by this division. It is key to achieving some of the bigger sustainable development goals because member states do not have the resources and the capacity to do it by themselves. If the world has to achieve sustainable development goals, private sector has to be a key part of it. And in this regard, subprogram 2 is expected to make some key contributions, especially relating to investment and enterprise development, productive capacity development, economic diversification, resiliency, which has become really key in the advent of the pandemic that just seems to be going on, and job creation. These objectives for this program pertain to, next slide, please. Basically helping member states design and implement policies that would help them mobilize resources, private finance or public, enhancing investments, enterprise development, new businesses, small businesses, as well as division has got into some key areas, emerging areas relating to sustainable stock exchanges, sustainability related accounting standards. So division does a lot of the work that is very important for our present context in the world. Next slide, please. This slide, at least on my screen, is not showing very clearly. I hope you can see at least something. It's basically a theory of change that we came up before we were to, you know, evaluate this program. The evaluation team, together with the division and other key stakeholders, put together a theory of change on how the division or the subprogram is going to achieve its objective, which is basically to advance inclusive growth, sustainable development through investment and enterprise. It has four specific objectives on transforming economies through diversification, transforming to a more sustainable and resilient economy in the view of climate change and all the other environmental challenges the world is facing, all the challenging on the social front that we are facing, and transforming how development is financed. You know, member states or donor countries do not have enough resources to go around, so private sector and investment organizations have to be a key piece in that. And the last of the specific objectives is on multilateralism, transforming how countries participate together, countries join hands towards solving some of the vexing problems of our times. To achieve those objectives, there are a number of intermediate outcomes that have to be achieved over a period of 3 to 5 years before those objectives can be achieved, and those pertain to things like FDI inflows, involving women and youth in productive capacity, in entrepreneurial activities, building global value chains that were harmed by the COVID pandemic, or at least affected in many ways, improving ease of doing business so others, private sector, can be encouraged to participate in and they're not discouraged, together with things like increased resilience to trade, decoupling of economic growth from environmental degradation, because we do not want economic activity to come at the cost of future generations, establishment and advancement of accounting and reporting standard in view of greenwashing concerns. You know, a lot of the businesses pretend they are doing much better than they actually do. So the world has to be able to judge to what extent people are committing to or the businesses are following through on their commitments. So a number of intermediate outcomes. And then, of course, the way the division does it is building capacity, providing research, providing trends and investment trend and information, enhancing the understanding of key and emerging issues, providing direct technical support to member states on a number of activities, increasing awareness. So those are the kind of things the division does. You know, I think most people are aware of the World Investment Report and World Investment Forum. Those are the flagship products of the UNCTAD managed through this division. And there are other number of important things, which include direct investment policy reviews, other technical assistance, research on specific topics, enterprise development support, support for entrepreneurial activity. So there are a number of key products and services this division provides to member states. Next slide, please. So everything that we present here, I'll be only able to present some key findings together with my colleagues, Renars and Allison. Your report provides a lot more information and data, especially with the annexes. So everything that we present here is triangulated across different sources. We conducted document analysis. More than 300 documents were read and analyzed by the evaluation team. We conducted key stakeholder interviews, a survey, focus group with member states as well as staff, and all the data that's been collected by UNCTAD as well as World Bank and other organizations relating to investment and trade policy. We collected it to analyze and put together findings which are triangulated, validated across multiple sources. So with that, I will turn over to Renars to present our findings on relevance, and then I'll join again.